This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN urged maximum restraint on Tuesday as top Hamas official Saleh Arouri was killed in an explosion in Beirut on Tuesday, VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Hamas official Bassem Naim confirmed to the Associated Press that Arouri was killed in the blast. A Hezbollah official speaking on condition of anonymity in line with regulations also said Arouri was killed. Florencia Sotonino, associate spokesperson for the Secretary General, spoke on the threat of possible retaliation.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Earlier in the day, Hezbollah said its fighters carried out several attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border, targeting Israeli military posts. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A passenger captured shouting and a baby crying inside a smoke-filled Japan's airline plane. On eyewitness footage, all 379 people aboard a Japan Airlines airliner escaped after a collision with a Coast Guard aircraft at a Tokyo airport that killed 5 of 6 crew members on the smaller aircraft on Tuesday. The Coast Guard said the collision involved one of its planes and it was headed to Japan's west coast to deliver aid to those caught up in a powerful earthquake that struck on New Year's Day. The powerful earthquake that hit Japan killed at least 55 people, with rescue teams struggling in freezing temperatures on Tuesday to reach coastal areas where many are feared trapped under possibly thousands of destroyed homes. In Suzu, a town of just over 5,000 households near the quake's epicenter, 90% of houses may have been destroyed, according to its mayor, who says the situation is catastrophic. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday asked the United States Supreme Court to intervene after a federal appeals court temporarily blocked it from destroying razor wire fencing the state of Texas placed along its border with Mexico to deter illegal border crossings. The administration asked the justices to halt a December ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that prohibited Border Patrol agents from cutting or moving the disputed fencing while litigation plays out. Harvard University's president has quit amid plagiarism accusations and backlash over her testimony at a U.S. House of Representatives hearing last month. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The University of Pennsylvania's president had already resigned after that hearing, where she had joined Harvard's Claudine Gay over accusations they were failing to protect Jewish students amid rising anti-Semitism. Asked if calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate Harvard's code of conduct,
"We embrace a commitment to free expression,"
Gay said it depended on the context.
"It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies."
After strong criticism, Gay apologized. She was then caught up in allegations of plagiarism in her doctoral dissertation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Spanish soccer fan who was detained by Iranian authorities on espionage charges for over a year as he walked to the Qatar Soccer World Cup from Europe returned to his home country on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Celebrations were underway in a Madrid airport on Tuesday. Santiago Sanchez was seized as he walked to the Qatar Soccer World Cup from Europe. He touched down at the capital city's Barajas Airport in the afternoon, where a large crowd of well-wishers awaited him. Sanchez was last heard of on October 1, 2022, when he sent friends a picture of himself on the Iraq-Iran border with the caption, "Entry to Iran." The Spanish authorities later confirmed he had been charged with espionage, and they were seeking his release.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Italian prosecutors on Tuesday placed a lawmaker from Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's party under investigation after a bystander was injured by a shot fired from his gun at a New Year's celebration. Emmanuel Polozzo, who's a member of Meloni's Brothers of Italy party, said the small revolver from which the bullet came belonged to him but has denied discharging the weapon himself. Meloni faced opposition calls on Tuesday to expel Pozzolo from the party over the incident. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.